Now, Garda Resources currently under spotlight as recovering crack cocaine addicts, also drug ferrying taxi network, and children as young as 12 are being used to deal in drugs in the Ballymun area. There have also been a number of shootings and killings in the area over the last while, and whilst Garda have been trying to contain the situation, a combination of reduced resources and heightened drug use has resulted in Ballymun's crime rate escalating to a situation beyond control. And speaking of which, I'm now joined by Councillor Nolene Riley to talk about the current problem. A very good morning to you, Maureen, and thanks for joining us.
No problem, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
No, you're most welcome. First of all, Nolene, we've had the Ballymun Regeneration Project over the last decade, and it's been going so well up until over the last 18 months or so. Then suddenly, like bang, and bang being the operative word here, a massive escalation in crime, drug use and drug dealing. In your opinion, Nolene, what went wrong? Is it all down to the lack of Garda resources?
Well, I suppose there's a number of things that I'll say. Firstly, I think we've a real problem in Dublin. I don't think it's just Ballymun, and that would be my experience of it, but I suppose we're here to talk about Ballymun today. I think a lot of money was spent on the regeneration, but there was no real review done of where that money was spent, and we didn't have a social regeneration. We certainly didn't have an economic regeneration, and I think they are the contributing factors. Our youth unemployment rate is double the national average. And really, coming out of a regeneration, you would expect to see, I suppose, some hope or positivity in terms of those figures. And nothing has changed there. As you said, the Garda figures are down. They've just been decimated in the last 10 years because of the, I suppose, the moratorium on Garda recruitment was a real impact from 2008 when that came in, and now the Gardaí are starting to recruit again, but the problem is they're only replacing what, you know, Gardaí that retired over those years and that are retiring this year. Like, we're losing our own sergeant this year to retirement, who's been in the area, Bernard Young, for a very, very, very long time, and he's going to be a huge loss because he just knows the area so well. But I suppose I think, like, we certainly have more crime in the area than we did in 2008, which is really, really, really disappointing. But we've less Gardaí. We've less Gardaí in the drugs unit. We've less community Gardaí walking the streets. So, like, I think that in itself, I suppose, allows a certain amount of behaviour to start or continue. Whereas if Gardaí were walking around, if we had enough Gardaí walking around, it kind of would prevent it to a certain extent. Our drugs unit in the Ballymun Finglas area is down 40%, the number of Gardaí from 2008. Like, that's staggering. That's almost half. And yet we've seen an increase in drug use and drug dealing.
Okay. Sorry to harp on this, but isn't it true that the number of sergeants stationed in Ballymun has halved from 24 at the end of 2010 to just 12? And also between 2010 and February of last year, there's been an overall drop of 16% in the total number of Garda in Ballymun. Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely. Every aspect, I suppose, every department of the Gardaí in Ballymun have been hit, as has been hit in Finglas. The Santry Garda station was downgraded. The Whitehall Garda station was closed. So what that means is that everything is coming through the Ballymun station now. So not only have we, I suppose, an increase in the number of citizens that we're dealing with in the Ballymun station, but we've less Gardaí to deal with that. There's absolutely no doubt that there's more drug dealing and more drug taking now than there was, I suppose, when the moratorium started in 2008. And that needs to, first of all, it needs to be accepted that that's an issue. And I don't believe that the government and Department of Justice have accepted that that's happening. I don't believe the Department of Drugs have accepted that there's an increase in drug use in the area and across Dublin, and especially in certain types of drugs like crack cocaine. I don't believe any of those things have been accepted or taken on board. Consistently I'm writing to them, and have been for the last, I suppose, year and a half, really, when the shooting started to happen, looking for more Garda resources, looking for more resources for the drug task force, for the youth clubs, and I just, like, I'm getting back a very generic answer all the time, that tells me loads of statistics about national averages and stuff like that, but doesn't actually address any of the issues that are going on here. Like, my own home one night at 4 o'clock in the morning, people were trying to break into it, and those were people that were, I suppose, had addiction issues, and were trying to find a means to find, I suppose, to feed that. Like, so you know, that, like, that certainly, you know, has me uneasy in my own home, and I wouldn't be on my own on that, like, and I think there's a real worry that people have lost faith, I suppose, in community policing and the Gardaí. They don't believe they're doing a job. But, you know, we need, like, we need to address the issues of resources, because there's only so much so many Gardaí can do. And if we are seeing an increase in crime, but not any increase in Garda resources, of course they're going to become stretched and they're not going to be able to deal with everything.
Yes, and apart from the shootings, stabbings, pipe bombs, drug dealings, people being robbed on the streets, home burglaries and homed...
It sounds like something from a disaster, like a war film, or the way you describe it there. Like, it really does.
But it's true, isn't it? Yeah,
all those things have happened, yes.
Yeah, like, it sounds like something like watching TV about the Bronx, you know? And homes turned into crack dens, and we've got the gang feuds that appears to be a major problem as well. But the reason I mentioned all that, Nolan, is because I can only imagine what kind of reaction you're getting from locals in the area, but do tell us about their concerns.
I suppose really the problems with crack cocaine really started to get very bad in February. We could see, I'm in a local drugs task force, and we could see that there was, I suppose, issues creeping in with them, but in February they kind of just exploded. So we would have, I suppose, a lot of kind of the visual things that we would have seen would have been crack bottles just kind of around the place. Aggressive begging and a lot of the shops as people tried to, I suppose, get resources to feed their addictions. But also, I suppose, crack has a very quick, I suppose, response to people's body. You know, if someone is taking crack within a matter of weeks, you know, they can lose half their body weight. So that was, you know, it was very visible that people were walking around and clearly had issues. So I suppose people are afraid, and people are very, very, very afraid at the moment. There's the issue around, you know, everyone's protection of their own homes. But I suppose a lot of young people are getting caught up in this, and that's what's worrying people the most, because particularly a lot of young men. And I would just have a fear that if we don't deal with this now, we're going to lose a generation of young people. I think I had said previously, a lot of great young people in the area, and unfortunately some of them have just got tied into this. They're being groomed by some of the bigger drug dealers in and outside of the area. They're getting quite substantial financial rewards for doing so to get them involved initially, and then once they're in, it's very difficult to get back out again. So I think, like, I wrote to the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, I wrote to the Minister for Justice, I wrote to the Minister for Drugs, and I wrote to the Minister for Housing. The only one I got a response from, and this is in the last month, was the Minister for Drugs, and it was a similar response, I suppose, that the local GAA club who wrote to her got. None of the rest have, like, I didn't even get an acknowledgement from two of the departments, and I just don't really think that's adequate. I don't think they would live with what, I suppose, people are expected to live with within Ballymun. I think, like, I don't want to get personal about any minister, but if Catherine Byrne or Owen Murphy were waking up in the morning and having crack bottles on their stairways or outside their gates, or there was open drug dealing happening, it wouldn't happen the next day, and that's, I can be sure of that. Like, so I think all areas needed to be treated equally, but certainly if there is Gardaí resources coming on stream, they need to be put where crime is most prevalent, and that's not happening. Everyone's getting a little bit of whatever is coming, and it's not making a difference to anybody.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned already it's not only happening in Ballymun, it's in Finglas and other areas as well, but within Ballymun, is it all over Ballymun or just specific parts of it?
I'd say it's a general problem that we're experiencing quite, you know, I would say it's probably an overall issue in the area, unfortunately. I think the last couple of weeks, I suppose really, I think Satanta, that when they wrote the letter to the Minister for Drugs, it got a lot of media attention, and they were very brave in doing that. Wasn't something they thought about lightly. But I suppose the last couple of weeks, as a result, we have seen quite a lot of Gardaí on the streets, which is great. It's unfortunate that, I suppose, it takes a GAA club to come out and, you know, kind of shame the state bodies into actually doing something or reacting. But we have seen more Gardaí on the street, and people have welcomed that. It's certainly been noticed. So So I hope it continues, but I just don't know how long it can continue if we haven't got any additional Gardaí, because the minute something, you know, starts off in the area, all the Gardaí are pulled into that particular part, and then it's leaving, I suppose, you know, it's not leaving protection for the rest of the community. But certainly there's a huge issue with Garda resources across many areas in Dublin. Like, we're talking about Ballymun here today and parts of Finglas, but at council meetings, like, councillors are raising the same issues about the areas that they represent as well, and particularly, I suppose, working class areas. And I think, you know, in many ways, it's like, you know, it's just been ignored, or it's like, well, you know, it's been expected from those type of areas. That's what I would perceive the ministers to think about it, because I don't believe that it would be accepted in the likes of Fox Rock or Sandy Mound or any of those areas, what's going on and what some people are having to live with. Like, we've an absolutely fantastic community spirit here in the area. It's brilliant. Like, only last week we were in Crow Park and half the place is winning awards for, you know, just environmental awards for just their community engagement in the last year. Like, and then you have that against the backdrop of the drug crisis. Like, so, and all the good stuff that goes on in Ballymun gets lost when we talk about drugs and when we talk about crime. Like, anything good that's or positive that's happening in the area, I don't want that to happen, because there is so much good happening in the area, but we can't ignore the bad, and we need to deal with the bad, and we need to put pressure on the ministers to be doing their job. Like, I think at this stage they need to come out and visit Ballymun and have an honest discussion with all the stakeholders in the area about the regeneration and about what went wrong, what went right, and what we need to do now. Because, like, if they're using Ballymun as, I suppose, an example of regeneration and what can be done in other areas, then they'd be very wrong to do that. Because I don't think anyone here today would tell you that the regeneration has been a success. They replaced housing units and they built community centres. A lot of physical work went on, but nothing went on socially or economically, and that's the big problem.
I understand. And you also have Ballymun Access doing a lot of work for the whole community of Ballymun. Of the four ministers that you've been in touch with, though, would it be correct to say that the fact you haven't heard from three of them, no news is good news? You might hear yet, or would I be wrong?
No. No, because I've wrote to them several times, and I've never really heard anything back. I suspect the only reason that the Minister for Drugs wrote back was because she was being, I suppose, targeted in the media. The media were contacting her, going, like, why aren't you dealing, you know, with the issues that are going on in Ballymun and other areas? I suspect that's the only reason that she responded. It's very poor. It is very, very, very poor that, I suppose, elected representatives, you know, can't even get a response from ministers. And no matter, like, you know, if members of the public are writing, they're not getting responses either. It just really isn't good enough. And I think, you know, we've seen the start of this problem maybe 18 months ago when the shooting started happening, and unfortunately two people lost their lives. Like, we haven't, you know, it's not like, you know, anything has been put in place to prevent anything like that happening again. Like we had the armed response unit in the area for quite a while after that. Like, and right, you know, I accept that was an additional resource to the area, but we haven't tackled the open drug dealing or the open drug use in the area, and the amount of, I suppose, people that were reformed heroin addicts that were doing so well for years, like, that have now fallen to crack cocaine addiction. And the drugs task force budget has been cut by 30%. So you could talk here all day about what's being cut and what's being cut and what's being cut. Like, we haven't been given anything. None of these issues are being tackled in any way. And Satanta, the GAA club that wrote to the Minister for Drugs, are actually meeting her today at 3 o'clock. So I would hope they will get something out of that meeting. I hope it just won't be lip service, because I suppose people will continue to raise these issues. Like, the last thing we want is Ballymun all over the news for all of this kind of negativity, when I said there's so much positivity going on in the area. But there's a very fine line between, I suppose, staying quiet, ignoring what's going on, and trying to get something done, or speaking out and actually like demanding that something is done. And that's what we've had to do. We've tried solving it internally, and it's just not working. We need state support here, and we need the ministers to come in and I suppose be accountable to the people and listen to the people. And, you know, the community can solve this problem once we get, I suppose, the right assistance and resources. We know what the issue is, but it just feels like nobody's listening to us.
I know. And also a small number of homes in the area, they had been turned into crackdowns, and allegedly multiple complaints have been made to Dublin City Council about those problems. Are you aware if Dublin City Council took any of those issues on board?
Yes, they did.
Oh, they did? All right.
Yeah, they did. And in fairness to Dublin City Council, I suppose, they have really taken that aboard. It's very difficult to evict someone from a local property, a local authority property. It's near enough impossible. And there was a case taken in Finglas there a couple of weeks ago, and it had taken Dublin City Council years to get this to court, and the judge threw it out. Judges just don't want to be evicting people at the moment, despite the fact that they may be causing huge injustice to their community. But yes, Dublin. Back to the point, Dublin City Council did take it on board, and they moved some of those people into different properties, which kind of isn't, you're just putting it on someone else's area. But they did get some people to surrender, and it certainly wasn't ignored. Like, I had one of those properties you're talking about behind where I live, and it was awful. There was all sorts of people coming into the area, and luckily, you know, it was dealt with within a matter of weeks.
Vulnerable
people with addiction issues, are their homes are being taken over by drug
dealers. Yeah, it's terrible. It's not a nice feeling to have that going on behind
awful,
you.
Like, awful, awful. No, like,
no,
yeah.
Terrible. So, Nolene, we're running out of time, so thanks again for joining us today.
No problem.
The best
no
of luck with action from the government.
Great, thank you.
And hope that things can improve quickly in the Ballymun community. So all the best, have a great day, and
take care. Bye-bye.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Councillor Nolene Riley, Independent, talking about the need for government to tackle escalating crime, drug use and drug dealing in Ballymun.